This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Consider it my privilege and honor to be with you here on the radio today, because long ago I answered my chosen calling and talent, which is all about giving help and assistance to people who are not well or sick or infirm, and those who want to be well and don't want to be sick or infirm. It's awesome. It's fabulous to participate in a radio show forum where sick people tune in to get healthy naturally, and well people tune into this radio show to stay healthy in the first place by gaining knowledge and information and putting it into action, being their own best doctors most of the time. That's really what the theme of this show is all about. I mean, we all need doctors sooner or later. We all have certain things that happen in our lives where there may be a crisis management scenario that needs to take place and be corrected. And that's good. And we should have that. And we do. And we have a good crisis management system. But we don't have a healthcare system wherein we are concerned about teaching our citizens about how to stay healthy so they don't need doctors as often. We don't have that. You must become that in and of yourself, being your own best doctor most of the time, which is really all about taking responsibility for your health. Who should be more responsible for your health than you? When you subrogate that, when you give that up to another individual, it can be very problematic. And I think I know a lot of you recognize that. So we appreciate you being here today. Coming up next hour, we're going to have the features, the health alternative of the week, the health outrage of the week. We've got a product recall to tell you about, plus the top 10 happiest cities in America. Let's find out if you're living in one of those cities that is claiming to be one of the happiest cities in America. And I have to tell you, and upon review of that list of cities, I was shocked, and you will be too. I'm certain you will. There'll be commentary. All right, now we're going to begin this hour talking about TATS. Short for tattoos. And from the outset, I want to let you know that I have kind of a built-in bias about tattoos for my own body. I don't care if anybody else has tattoos. It's their canvas. It's their skin. They can do with it what they wish. When I grew up, the only people who had tattoos were people from the military. Military men and women who, you know, may have had an insignia or something special tattooed on their skin. That was pretty much it. And boy, has it taken off over the last decade or two. And again, I don't criticize, I don't judge anybody with tattoos. If that's what you want to do, more power to you. personally. I don't have a single tattoo. Let me see. My co-pilot on the other side of the glass, his name is Daniel. He is the guy who keeps this show from crashing and burning. Daniel, I'm going to ask you a personal question here if you're there.
Yeah, sure am.
Do you have any, are you inked? Do you have any tattoos on your body?
No, I've come out clean the many years I've been here.
Oh my gosh, there's two of us in the same space here that don't have tattoos, which has got to be rare, because I don't think you could go down the street and, you know, if you had 100 people, you'd probably find, what, 50% of them have tattoos in some manner or another?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So that leads. All right, Daniel, you and I are outliers, I guess, now.
Yeah.
We're the weirdos without tattoos. And that's fine. I choose not to have one. But here's an interesting article about how 90. Maybe this is why innately I have never gotten a tattoo, besides the fact that my dad threatened my life if I ever got one without his permission when I was growing up. And maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know. I'm just saying. I tried that on my kids, but not successful on a number of occasions. But here we go. 90% of tattoo ink contains chemicals that can cause organ damage. Daniel, congratulations. You did not ink your canvas with chemicals that cause organ damage.
Woohoo!
So feel good in that today. Victory for Daniel. Victory for Dr. Bob. Or anybody else listening that has not had a tattoo. Now, does that mean you're going to get organ damage on every single person who gets a tattoo? No, it doesn't. It just means you're putting yourself at risk when you do, because we don't know exactly what's in these inks. These inks seep into the body. The body has bloodstream all the way to the skin. And that's the problem. That's where the linkage is. More than 9 in 10 people who get tattoos here in the U.S. could be unwittingly exposing themselves to chemicals that cause organ damage. Is it worth it? That's what a study is suggesting. Tests in New York on 54 ink samples found 45 contained compounds that were not listed on the label. In other words, they bootlegged these compounds they knew were illegal or toxic so that people wouldn't know, and therefore ignorance is bliss, right? The most common was polyethylene glycol, a compound that has been linked to damage to organs, including a type of necrosis in the kidneys. Now, in case you don't recognize the word necrosis, here's the definition of it. Necrosis is the death of most of all the cells in an organ or tissue due to disease, injury, or failure of the blood supply. That's what these tattoos are capable of doing. Necrosis of your kidney. Kidneys are your body filter. You're causing damage potentially to the filters of your body by dumping these poisons that exude into your body from the tattoo ink. Others in this tattoo ink scenario, others included 2-phenoethanol, which has been linked to nervous system dysfunction, and an antibiotic. The Food and Drug Administration is set to start regulating tattoo ink in the coming months. Man, are they slow to the trigger or what? The FDA, what a joke the FDA is. Needs to be dismantled and reformed. They were behind this, also the complete disaster of the management, and partly behind it, the management of COVID. We know this. In the coming months, though, they're going to look at tattoo inks to see if they can regulate it finally, after a vote in Congress in late 2022 gave the agency the power to do so. Legislators decided on the shift after multiple reports of illness caused by microbial contaminations in tattoos. In other words, you have hygiene and sanitation issues. Why do you think all the hepatitis is caught in the tattoo shops? Not always. Many tattoo artists are very conscientious about this and do everything they can, but that's where a lot of the exposure occurs. About a third of Americans have tattoos now, suggests a survey, and among adults aged 30 to 49 years of age, as many as half have been inked. We were right, Daniel. About 50% of people between the age of 30 and 49 years of age have tattoos. Tattoos are also becoming more common among celebrities, which may be fueling their popularity with such figures as Justin Bieber, Alan Levine, Adam Levine, I should say, and actors and sports celebrities jumping on the trend. And as soon as a celebrity gets a tat, oh, man, does that set into motion the desire for the sheeple to go get one, too. And more extreme versions, you see like Machine Gun Kelly, blackout tattoos are also becoming more common. In a study published in the Journal of the American Analytical Chemistry, scientists collected ink samples from 9 U.S.-based manufacturers. The ingredients found in the tests were then compared to those listed on the ink labels in order to reveal the discrepancies. The tests also spotted an antibiotic, propylene glycol, which is typically used for urinary tract infections and wasn't declared on the label. So you see where this is going? I mean, when you get a tattoo, you're taking a lot of risk that you don't understand and realize that could happen. I will finish this up on the other side. It isn't good. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Ryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Brian's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's DOCTOR Bob.com.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin back with you. We'll get back to the conversation and finish up on the information that I started out talking about this hour related to the fact that 90% of tattoo ink, the chemicals within the ink that are imparted into a human being's skin, can cause organ damage. We'll get back to that momentarily. But I also want to let you know that if there's something that you'd like to comment about, maybe last hour when I was talking about the drug Ozempic, and we did a large portion of that hour, we dedicated it to playing excerpts from Tucker Carlson's podcast, where he interviewed a former pharmaceutical consultant by the name of Callie Means, the co-founder of TrueMed.com. I thought it was an excellent interview. They covered a lot of ground as it relates to the drug Ozempic, which is being abused big time. And if you weren't able to listen to last hour, it'll be in the podcast library as of this coming Wednesday at drbob.com. DocTorBob.com. You'll see a button right on the home page there, a colored button at the very bottom. And just click on that. It takes you over to the podcast library, which is where all shows, past shows, are there to listen to again or for the first time. If you have somebody in your life that is currently taking Ozempic and you believe that it would be important for them to learn about the potential downside of this drug, which are many, it's just an absolute disaster drug. You know, originally earmarked for type 2 diabetes, now being abused. Anybody who wants to lose 5 pounds or 10 pounds or 15 or 50 is taking Ozempic, but they don't realize what they're getting into. And I think that that interview that Carlson Tucker performed with Callie Means covers a lot of it. And it's just shocking. Anybody taking that drug after hearing that ought to be really, there's something wrong, in my opinion. Again, it's not a judgment. And I want to also let you know that there is a health poll question we'd love to get your opinion of on my website at drbob.com. Do you believe it's fair for doctors to charge you for refilling a medication that they already made during an office visit, just to refill it, just to, you know, allow a refill prescription, takes about 2 seconds. Are you okay with them charging you $100 to do that, up to $100? Are you okay with doctors charging you up to $100 to write a sick note so that you can get out of work or your child can get out of gym class or school? Are you okay with doctors charging you $100 for replying to an email that you send over to that doctor's office or a text message or something like that? Are you okay with that? Yes or no? Please vote on my website at drbob.com. We'll have the results and tell you about the reason why we're asking that question. And if you want to join us here with a comment, whether it's about tattoos and organ damage or something related to that, or Ozempic, which we covered last hour, you're welcome to call in. Or if you have a general health question about yourself, I'll do my best to help you out with that. Here's the number into the show, toll free nationwide, 888-553-7262. Toll free, 888-553-7262, which equates to 1-888-55, and then on your touchtone phone, Dr. Bob, DRBOB, 888-553-7262. And of course, my website always there. You have options of Instagram, X, formerly Twitter, LinkedIn. It's all there, plus news from around the globe. And again, it's where the podcast library lives. Back to the issue about tattoos and the ink in tattoos causing potential organ damage in individuals. Tattoo ink being put into the body by tattoo artists. And there's a lot of, you know, great and very skilled tattoo artists out there who are very creative. They're very conscientious about hygiene and sanitation, but there are plenty of them that are not. And I think that a lot of them who do tattoos are not aware that the tattoo inks that they're using, there's a lot of stuff in there that is not even on the label. Tattoo ink put into the body by tattoo artists may be absorbed by these cells, white blood cells called macrophages. It's a type of white blood cell that's so important to your immune system, which then hold the ink in the skin, keeping the tattoo in place. But in some cases, it is possible for the impurities within that ink that's in the skin that's impacting the macrophage or the white blood cell to leach into the bloodstream and spread through the body, raising the risk of unwanted side effects such as the lead part of this article, which has to do with damaging certain organs, perhaps your kidneys. Now, dermatologists have previously warned against tattoos, saying these make it harder to detect skin cancers and contain impurities that can raise the risk of complications. There was a doctor by the name of Dr. Mark Everett, a plastic surgeon, commenting on this. He's, I think he practices in New York, who was not involved in this study. Says he has previously suggested that tattoo inks can also cause inflammation in the lymph nodes, which are also there to carry away fluids around the body and contain white blood cells to fight infection and disease. This is, by the way, the first study to explicitly look at ink sold here in the United States, and is probably the most comprehensive look at it, about the pigments that are being used by tattoo artists on your son and your daughter, or your aunt and your uncle, or your cousins, or your nieces and nephews who are wandering in, sometimes higher than a kite, into a tattoo parlor because they have now a pact. If you get one, I'll get one. Or they go in on a bet. Or they just, you know, they just like tattoos. And again, no judgments, because I think everybody should have the ability to decide whether they get a tattoo or not. I choose not to. The co-pilot of this show on the other side of the glass, taking care of all the technicalities of the Daniel, he doesn't have any tats either. I'm surprised, because usually I'm odd man out. I'm the outlier. But, and I'm glad, because, you know, after I might have gotten tattoos had I not realized that they're just, for me, it's just, if you put an ink inside the skin and that skin has access to the bloodstream, it just made sense to me. And then that, with the threat of my dad in the back of my head saying, son, you will not have a tattoo. You will not walk through that door before age 18 with a tattoo. Don't do it. I'm warning you now. Of course, he never told me what would happen if I got a tattoo, but it didn't matter. I didn't want to face it. And that was, I'm sure, part of my motivation not to muck up my canvas, my skin. But again, no judgment, because I believe that if you want a tattoo, you should get a tattoo. It's your prerogative. It's your skin, your choice, your decision. But for me, no. And when I read articles like this, it confirms that it was probably a good decision. But I want other people to know, too, because I don't think young people even give it a second thought as to whether or not there are chemicals in the tattoo ink or the possibility that they could get a hepatitis infection, even though it may be low, getting a tattoo. I don't think a lot of young people say to themselves, yeah, I think I'm going to pass on tattoos because if I do, I've heard that I could get organ damage. I don't think people even give that a consideration when they get tattoos, because usually they don't know about it. But now you do. Pass it on. That's what the Dr. Bob Martin Show is all about. All right, we're going to come back and we're going to take your phone calls. Open topics here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We'll be right back.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls.
There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Ryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Brian's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com. Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni Juice. Then I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni Juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign in your shoes? While you're waiting, it's the time you lose. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to spread your wings and fly? Don't you really want to live your life? Don't you want to love before you die? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Alright, you're tuned in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. This is a health talk show, an interactive health talk show, where you have the opportunity to step over to your telephone and call into this radio show and get advice from a licensed physician. So have at it. Should you have a health-related issue, a quagmire, a dilemma, some type of challenge, I'm here for you, and I'll do my best to help you out. The phone number into the program is toll-free nationwide at 888-553-7262. That's 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55 and then on your touchtone phone, Dr. Bob, D-R-B-O-B. Merwin in the state of Iowa, you're going to be first up, so stand by. So, and you can comment also, if you like, on the segment that I did on tattoos and the information, the latest information out of a huge Pew Research study, how tattoo ink can cause potential organ damage. And, of course, last hour I discussed and commented on a large interview. We played segments, excerpts of segments from the Tucker Carlson podcast of a pharmaceutical representative of past pharmaceutical consultant, talking about the drug Ozempic. So if you have any questions or comments on that, you may weigh in, or just a health-related question or comment is fine. 888-553-7262, 1-888-55 Dr. Bob. Now, this doctor and my entire family and most of my healthcare colleagues who are interested in avoiding excessive problems associated with the oral cavity, i.e. the mouth, as in the case of tooth decay, gingivitis, periodontal disease, and even bad breath, we all use something called Spry, S-P-R-Y toothpaste. Now, you may not have heard of Spry toothpaste because the big boys on the block, Crest and Colgate and Rembrandt and Sensodyne and all of those have been out there forever. They're giant, and they have so many chemicals in them, I would never put them in my mouth or allow my children to use them whatsoever. But Spry is clean. It's healthy. It is also the one that is full of xylitol. That's the secret sauce, if you will, inside that toothpaste that keeps your mouth clean and shuts down the decay and all these other problems you don't want. So if you get as uptight as I do about visiting a dental provider, here's what I do to be my own best dental hygienist and my own best dentist, if you will. Most of the time I brush my teeth with Spry, S-P-R-Y, toothpaste and mouth rinse. And that is, they also have, by the way, chewing gum and mints that are full of xylitol as well. And they are delicious, including flavors like peppermint and cinnamon and spearmint. As I said, the secret sauce, which is really not a secret sauce because it's science-based, is xylitol. It's used by millions of people. Xylitol is a plant-based ingredient in the Spry, S-P-R-Y, toothpaste and mouth rinse, gum and mints. It's anti-cavity, anti-plaque, anti-bad news. The next time you go to your dentist and dental provider, they're going to take a look in your mouth and whisper, hey, what are you doing? Whatever you're doing, keep it going, because it's good if you don't need or you don't want fillings, root canals, crowns, extractions. Ouch. Use Spry Dental Defense System, which includes the toothpaste, the mouth rinse, and all the rest of it. It creates an easy, inexpensive way to have xylitol throughout the day without needing to change your habits. If you want a squeaky clean oral cavity, gums, breath, mints, all of it works well. Spry Dental Defense. Spry Dental Defense is available at CVS, Rite Aid pharmacies. Spry Dental Defense and all the goodies in it are available at Target, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and all natural grocer stores nationwide. For more information, go to their website, clear, clear.com. The X in clear stands for xylitol. Or find it at your favorite health or health grocery store, Spry Dental Defense. All right, let's go to the phones now. First up, as promised, is Merwin. Merwin's calling in from the state of Iowa. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Merwin. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Put motor oil on a burn. Non-detergent motor oil. It will take the heat away.
Not,
it will heal up and you'll lose all, no scars or nothing.
Yeah, not the best idea in the world, Merwin, because that motor oil has petrochemicals in it, which will then seep into the wound of the burn. There's a better idea. Let me give that to you, sir. If I were you, if you get a burn from motor oil, hot motor oil, and I've gotten that, many men have that work on cars when we're young, the best thing you can do is clean it so that there's no potential infection, maybe even put some hydrogen peroxide on it. After that, cool it down maybe with some ice, like an ice pack. Then find yourself an aloe plant and break the aloe plant open and let that aloe plant ooze over the burn on your skin. So, and you see there, with plant material, you don't have to worry about petrochemicals, toxins that come from gasoline, which is what oil is, you know, it's how things happen. And when you have that kind of material, it's not that optimal. There's also something called Willard water. I have used this and recommended this to many patients over the years that got burns. Doesn't matter if it's a burn with an iron burn, if you're ironing clothes, or hot grease that pops off the stove if you get a little burn. If you use Willard water, which is available, by the way, in health food stores, it's a concentrate. It's not something you drink straight. You add it to your water to change the surface tension of water. It makes the water actually wetter, which sounds a little strange, but it's true. It makes it more absorbable. So the idea is the Willard water on top of the burn will suck into the burn and give it hydration and reduce some of the inflammation. There's also an old remedy that you may want to take a look at if you ever get a burn, where you use a combination of lavender, which is an essential oil, you know, the lavender flowers, in a extracted concentrate, and honey. You mix those together, you put it over a burn, and it works phenomenally at reducing that burn, so you don't have to put petrochemical on there. And then while you're working on the outside in on a burn to get it calmed down and keep it from becoming infected, you know, with a bandage or peroxide or whatever you need to use to disinfect it, make sure it's clean. Internally, what you do to hasten the healing process of any kind of a wound or burn, whether it's a sunburn or a burn from oil, hot oil, is you increase your level of vitamin C, which means more fruit, more vegetables, and maybe a supplement of vitamin C, a bioflavonoid vitamin C complex, extra amount of zinc, which is the body's natural band-aid, and vitamin E. Vitamin C, vitamin E, and zinc are the nutrients going inside out. And this aloe and the Willard water and the lavender honey, perhaps, outside in. And you have a good regimen to heal this up without putting petrochemicals on your skin. Thanks for your call, though, Merwin. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with Can-See Eye Drops. I personally use Can-See Eye Drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war, you can stop the guy go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, you can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck, dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Appreciate you tuning into the program and telling others to do the very same thing. We're here each and every week, same time, same place. So the way that you refer other people in your life to this radio show is very simple. Whether it be a family member, a coworker, a friend, a neighbor, you simply have them listen in to the station you're tuned into right now. In other words, you should write down the call letters of the station you're listening to, the frequency on the dial, if it's an AM or FM station, time of the day, and then just pass it on to as many people as you can so they have the same opportunity that you do to tune into this show and learn what you're learning. It could save their life, could improve their quality of life. And if they are unable to listen to the radio show, or perhaps you're out of the country one day and you cannot get the show in another country or a place, then you can certainly go over to my website, drbob.com, live streaming audio there. But the best place to listen to the show is right there on the radio station you're listening to right now. All right. Now, before we get back to phone calls and questions, I wanted to talk about men with beer bellies. And the fact that the science is now showing that men who have protruding abdomens sticking out like they're 3 to 6 months or 9 months pregnant, men who present with these beer bellies may have a higher risk of dementia. Oh, boy. Dementia. Now, I have to tell you that when I grew up in the 60s and 70s, men who had the biggest beer bellies were considered manly men, as their gut protrusions garnered genuine respect among peers. Oh, yeah, that's what they were. Bigger is better. I mean, he who's got the biggest beer belly holds more beer, right? That's what I was led to believe growing up in the 60s and 70s. Well, now we know that that goiter, that beer belly hanging out in front of men, and it's a problem, tells us that that person has a higher risk of dementia, i.e. the worst form of dementia is Alzheimer's disease. You lose your memory. You lose your identity. You don't know who you are. You don't know if you're foot or horseback. You don't know if you drive a car or even have a car if it gets bad enough. But listen to this. Researchers at Rutgers Health and in Israel claim beer bellies or pot bellies may cause brain aging and reduced cognition in middle-aged men. That's what a study found. Those carrying extra abdominal weight and with a family history of Alzheimer's disease were found to have lower brain function. Researchers believe higher fat deposits in the pancreas and liver may lead to a higher risk of dementia. And, of course, people with those bellies hanging out have all that inflammatory fat, all that centralized adiposity that's just like a stoking fire in their gut, and they don't even realize it. Michael Schneider Berry of Rutgers Health, New Jersey said, and I quote, in middle-aged males at high risk of Alzheimer's risk, but not females, have higher pancreatic fat, and it was associated with lower cognition and brain volumes, suggesting a potential sex-specific link, distinct abdominal fat, and with brain health. In other words, the researchers studied about over 200 healthy middle-aged people with a family of Alzheimer's disease. And what they found is men with higher abdominal fat and protruding abdomens had lower cognitive function, meaning lower memory ability. Previous studies have shown that men with a higher BMI, body mass index, are at a higher risk of dementia. Now, this excludes weightlifters because the body mass index is not that great of an indicator of someone's health. There are flaws. It's not a perfect system. But this new research suggests the problem relates specifically to the middle age spread. And what they're talking about, their findings indicate stronger correlations compared to the relationships between this body mass index and cognition, suggesting that abdominal fat deposits, rather than the just the basal metabolic index score, risk factor, has to do with a higher dementia risk. Now, this study, if you want to look it up for yourself, if you don't believe me, go to the journal Obesity. The excess fat that accumulates around the torso and surrounds these vital organs, also known as visceral fat, it's a bad, bad type of fat you don't want because it's inflammatory and it impacts everything in its space and it contributes to the beer belly or the protruding gut abdomen. This visceral fat is the most dangerous type, leaking these fatty acids into the bloodstream. Now, it differs from the less dangerous subcutaneous fat that accumulates just below the skin surface and is responsible for wobbly fat or cellulite. It comes after a study of more than 2.5 million people and found that for every 4 inches in waist size increase was associated with an 11% higher chance of dying prematurely from any cause. So the more your waistline gets larger, you are ticking fast towards higher mortality rates, big time. Pun intended. So there you have it. If you've got the beer belly, there's a way to get rid of it through pulling back on the carbs, the beer, and getting some exercise. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com. Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did a wonderful thing for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice give me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to TheRootBrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. therootbrands.com/product.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
Dr. Bob Martin back with you. And I want you to stick around because next hour I'm going to be talking about really the antidote for people who are concerned about Ozempic. If you weren't with us the first hour of the program, I played excerpts, an entire hour of segmented up excerpts from the Tucker Carlson podcast where he was interviewing, he had interviewed a pharmaceutical representative about Ozempic and the disaster that that drug is. And in the third hour, next hour of the show, I'm going to be talking about how you should say no to Ozempic and yes to beans and toast for healthy weight loss. Since nearly 1 in 3 Americans are overweight or obese, and more than 2 in 5 adults have obesity as of last year, the last time it was counted, and 1 in 5 children in the U.S. are obese, it's a problem, big problem, pun intended. Now we have Oprah Winfrey recently resigning as a board member from Weight Watchers, and she finally admits to taking weight loss drugs, which is the opposite of the original philosophy of emphasizing the importance of portion control, food choices, slow, consistent weight loss, changing your behavior, making better choices. Now she's just saying, the heck with all of that. I'm just going to take the Ozempic and be done with it and take my risks with that dangerous drug. And, of course, now the stock of Weight Watchers is plummeting. We'll talk about this study out of Shanghai Clinical Center for Diabetes and how to address losing weight without the adverse risky side effects of Ozempic. All right, let's see if we can squeeze a phone call in before the end of the hour. Here is Bernice in the state of Arizona. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Bernice. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
I have a question about
macular degeneration. Has anybody out there or you heard of anybody that's ever been able to reverse it a little to where you can see more than just a white blurry T-shirt? And would Willard water help? Can you put it in your eyes?
No, you can't put that in your eyes. And with macular degeneration, once it's diagnosed, you know, the key there is shutting it down and stopping it from getting worse. And there are ways to do that. And you do that by knowing what's going on. This is really about your retina. Your retina, that's what macular degeneration is about. The retina is the thin nerve tissue in the back of the eye. And so what you'd want to do is make sure you're getting plenty of fruits and vegetables in your diet, particularly carrots, green juice, berries, sweet potatoes, kale, spinach, blueberries, collard greens, all of that. Anything that's colorful you want. You also want high-fiber foods, plenty of fluids, water. Coconut water is excellent, by the way. Stuff to avoid with macular degeneration is too much caffeine, sugar, and inflammatory foods. Get the list of those and avoid those. Also, over at Wise Choice Medicine, they make a supplement for that. We'll be right back. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.